Hello, my name is Michael Hasted and I'm the editor of Arts Talk magazine. And as usual, I'm joined by our deputy editor, Astrid.
Hello.
And this week we're concentrating on the visual arts. And as you may guess from the music, there's a Japanese theme. There's a big exhibition at the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam of Van Gogh and Japan. It's a little known aspect of the artist's work that he had a very strong Japanese influence. He'd seen Japanese prints in Paris and was greatly taken by them and started to collect and copy them. As a result, he developed what has been described as a Japanese eye. And this exhibition throws light on an aspect of Van Gogh's work that perhaps not everybody is familiar with. I certainly wasn't.
There's another exhibition with a Japanese connection, which we hope to see this week, at the Boijmans van Beuningen in Rotterdam. There are 90 masterpieces from the museum collection. They were recently exhibited in Tokyo and Osaka and were seen by 660,000 visitors. And one of the highlights of the exhibition was the Tower of Babel by Peter Bruegel the Elder. It's very interesting how differently people in Japan perceived this picture. Apparently, they didn't see it as an illustration of a biblical story, but as a depiction of reality. They were asking how tall the tower was, what it looked like inside, and how many people were involved in its construction, and where it was located.
Ah, funny people, the Japanese. All we need now is a production of Madame Butterfly, and our week would be complete. But sadly, there isn't one.
Ah, but you're forgetting the exhibition at the Japanese Museum Siebold House in Leiden.
Ah, yes, the Masked Warriors. The interesting exhibition of samurai masks, which is called Battle Stage of the Samurai. We reviewed this a few weeks ago, but it's still running. In case you're unfamiliar with this small Leiden museum, it is the former house of a German physician called Philip Franz Balthasar von Siebold, who lived from 1796 to 1866. He worked for the Dutch government and they sent him off to Japan when that country was still closed to most Western visitors. And like many, Siebold became totally fascinated by Japanese culture and started collecting art and artifacts which he brought back to Holland.
Next week we'll be concentrating on the Rewire Festival in The Hague. But that's all for this week, so it's goodbye from Art Talk magazine.
Bye.